News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Oh, it's time to crank it up. It's Friday night, baby. It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Here we are. So much stuff going on. Important things that we must cover. Also, during the show today, tonight, obviously, there will be a lot of things that are of no importance that we're going to cover. Things that are almost pointless and silly. Look, Isaac said yes. He likes that idea. Before we really get started today, producer Lonnie is not here. His dad is it okay to say that, you think? Yeah, his dad had a heart attack last night, and he's in the hospital. So if you put Lonnie and his family in your prayers, we would appreciate it. And speaking of prayers, I got here right after 6 o'clock, and I was able to pass Mr. Winterbull in the hall as he was leaving, and he had this man with him, and he introduced me to this man. It's a really, you know, big opposing figure of a man wearing a brightly colored polo shirt and a fedora. And you know what he was? He was a priest, y'all. That's the first time I've ever met a priest. And I'm 55 years old. And this is the first time I've ever met a priest. Now, those of you who know that I'm from Louisiana, you may be a little bit baffled by that, because you're saying, I thought everybody in Louisiana is Catholic because Louisiana is broken up into parishes instead of counties, and it's that Catholic. Well, it is, and the founding of Louisiana was that Catholic, but I am not from the southern part of the state. I'm not from South Louisiana, and everything in South Louisiana is Catholic. I'm from central to north Louisiana, where it's all different kinds of faiths. I was raised Southern Baptist.
Amen, brother.
Well, I was raised Southern Baptist. I met my wife, and she was raised Methodist. So when we got married, we compromised, and I became Methodist. And then the Methodists got too, I'm going to make some people mad here, but it's the truth. The Methodists got too liberal for me. And so we are no longer Methodists. And we attend non-denominational services that are conservative, which most of the time when you say non-denomination, then you imagine that it's more liberal and all of that. The one that we are into is not. So, but either way, there was one Catholic church in my little town called Winfield, Louisiana. There was one Catholic church in town. And I never saw the priests or any nuns, you know, down at the feed store or anything, or at the Walmarts. So I never met a priest. Now, you know what I feel like? A real big city person. That's what I feel like. I'm a big city person. It's kind of like when my best friend from home growing up, when he came to visit me in Charlotte for the first time, and we would go into the uptown area. Every woman that he saw walking on the sidewalk, he would ask if she was a prostitute. Because he hadn't been in any big cities, except New Orleans, and that really doesn't count. You know, it was a normal city. Finally, I said, no, there are no prostitutes down here. It's not a movie. That's all he had to go by, though. What about her? Is she a prostitute? Pulling out his camera. I'm gonna get this developed at the drugstore and show him back home. Okay. So I met a priest. Good for me. Now, one of my lessons that I try to teach everybody is being proven. I'm being proven right in the lesson that I always try to teach. And the lesson is so simplistic that people roll their eyes and they act like I don't know what I'm talking about and that I'm being extreme and radical and whatever. But our governor, see, I don't believe in when people say, that's not my governor. Well, even if you didn't vote for the person and they became, you don't like their politics, it's still your governor. If you live in the state, it's your governor. So our governor, Josh Stein, vetoed some things today. He vetoed the bill that would say you don't have to have a concealed carry license to have a weapon on you, a gun. I said the G word. And then he vetoed some bills that would help with the rounding up and deporting of illegal aliens. So I could go through and read the ins and outs and the numbers of the bill and all that stuff, but that's what it boils down to. Two bills that would help in deporting illegal aliens. He rejected them. And then one bill that would allow people to carry a pistol hidden on their person or concealed on their person without having to have a license for it. Here is the lesson that I've been saying. We can't trust Democrats to be in charge of anything. Boom. I've been telling you, I don't care whether it's the president or a clerk of court or, you know, I don't want to use the cliche of dog catcher, but dog catcher. No Democrats in elected positions of power. Simple. Now, I had lunch one day with an elected Republican figure. And it was during the gubernatorial campaigns. And he was telling me, he's like, I mean, you shouldn't, I don't know. This Mark Robinson situation, I honestly think that Josh Stein would be a better representative of our state. You know, I think he would be a better suited as a representative for our state too. And I said, sir, I called him by his name, but I said, I have never voted for a Democrat, and I am not going to. Because I'd met Mark Robinson on several occasions, and even though I didn't think he was the perfect candidate, I knew he had some issues and that politics is a nasty, cutthroat, ruthless game. At the end of the day, I look at it and I say, at least he's not a Democrat. Now, when I started this job, everybody wanted to know what I knew about, you know, talk radio, why I thought I wanted to do this and all that. And I would say, because it's my life. It's my principles. I am so strong in my principles of being a conservative. When you're like I am and you're not, you know, a super intellectual with degrees in political science and you don't hobnob with the big elected officials and with Washington and all of that stuff, you have to look at it. And that's what I hope to be for you as a regular citizen. I can be your vessel to break down these situations to its simplest form. And the simplest form is you can't depend on a Democrat to be in charge. We can no longer in this country, because Democrats have always been shady and all of that throughout time. The you know, leaders of the Democrats, the elected officials and those who work for them. They've always been shady. But now they've gotten a foothold into areas of our culture and everything that are just, it's just too dangerous to vote for a Democrat now and allow them to be in charge. And Josh Stein proves that right now. Oh, he seems nice. He's, you know, nice looking, great suits, all of that stuff. Doesn't yell, raise his voice. He's slim, looks the part. But he's not one of us. Okay. Hi. We got a bunch of other stuff coming up. We got to, we forgot to do the Friday night theme song, so maybe we'll get to that. Ooh, we're just getting started. Hang on.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Good evening. Hey, you got something you want to say, then say it. You got something to say, say it. 704-570-1110. I'm not pointing at you, Isaac. I'm sorry. I got all these herky-jerky motions going on here. I've got a thousand things going on. Because when I point to Isaac, it means something. You know, it means he's going to hit a button of some sort. But I'm not ready to hit any buttons of some sort. And, oh, wait. Yes, we are, because it is Friday night. It seems like just a week ago it was Friday night. Everybody but I is off work, ready to bring in the weekend in this big old city of ours. The lights will be popping on in the skyline soon. Come on, let's get it now. Moving, grooving. Now we dance.
I've been living for the weekend, but no, not anymore. Cause here comes that familiar feeling that Friday's famous for. Yeah, I'm looking for some action, and it's out there somewhere. You can feel the electricity all in the evening air. And it may just be more of the same. But sometimes I wanna go where everyone knows your name.
Right here.
So I guess I'll have to wait and see. But I'm just gonna let something brand new happen to me.
Here we go.
And it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Bright lights never been silly. Ain't love to us tonight.
Tonight. Oh, doesn't that feel good? But there's something about always. You know what? I think the people are gonna get hooked on that. Young Isaac, and then if I'm never, sometime I'm not here on a Friday, they're going to be jonesing for it. They're going to be like, where is that? Where is that? Where's the Bright Lights, Big City? So, all right. Back to business. Back to business. There is a bill in the Texas state legislature, and it looks like this bill was going to be challenged a lot by the Democrats. So then you know automatically that it is a bill that would be good for law-abiding, freedom-loving citizens if the Democrats are against it. Or as they say in Texas, if they're against it. If the Democrats are against it, it's good for America. So this is one of the, I'm pretty sure, Republican representatives talking about this bill and what's going on right now.
By Senate Bill 38 going to the Texas House, and this bill seeks to keep squatters out of our house. Democrats have fought for 2 hours for the right, I don't even know how to say this, for the right of people that don't belong in your house to stay in your house in the event that you leave for a month or two and a squatter goes in and takes your house over. Democrats are fighting for the ability of those people to be able to stay in your house. It's the most jacked up thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you remember when all that was really going on heavy, where the squatters were coming in and you'd see these things on the news or on social medias, and it's just like, is this even real? That these people own the house, other people move into the house and steal it, basically, and say, we're not leaving, we have a right to stay here. The police come and tell the homeowners to go away. I mean, that is one of those things that you look at in today's times and you think, how did we get here? How did we get to this situation? And now, when states are trying to pass laws for the homeowner, the property owner, the Democrats are trying to stop it. Why? What? How do the Democrats plead the case that that's the better way for the people of Texas to not have, basically to take away their property rights? I mean, property rights, that goes back to the original reason that America was founded. The original reasons. Property rights is right up there. Wow. I'm telling you. And this guy's doing the right thing. Referring to the Democrats, the Democrats, the Democrats. And we know that the Democrats are crazy and Marxist and anti-American. But we just need to use the common terminology as often as we can for voters to hear that Democrats are no good. No good to vote for. Okay. Here's another situation. This is a kindergarten teacher. No, wait, I'm sorry. I'm not on that one yet. This is a young lady who is on a podcast, and this is one of those podcasts where they, differing opinions go in and go at each other in debate. And this is what happens when she calls a guy a misogynist, and he asks her to define what a misogynist is.
You guys are all just like really misogynistic.
How do you define misogyny?
She's just staring at him. Now she's starting to
tear up. I'm just asking how you define misogyny.
She's about to bust out crying. Staring, crying.
Can I go?
This is because the liberal school systems have taught an entire generation of kids that if there's something happening or they're uncomfortable or they're offended, they need to go to a safe space, and we have this safe space over here for you. Anybody challenges you, anybody does anything, whether it would offend a normal person or not, if it offends you, then that's your truth, and you have a right to not have to deal with it. You see, we don't have a right in this country to not be offended. And just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. Comedian Ricky Gervais says that a lot. Okay. Freedom of speech, you're going to be offended. But just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. So she throws out, you're misogynistic, because that's been programmed in her mind that if a man challenges anything that a woman may be wanting or trying to do or whatever, then he's a misogynist. Then when he says, what is a misogynist? What is misogynistic about, you know, what I'm doing? How will you define it? She couldn't define it. Doesn't have to know what it means. She can throw out that insult. And if anybody asks her to define it, she's offended. I don't have to. And she starts crying and said, can I leave? She's trying to get to a safe space. And it's awful. It's sad what they've done to the minds of these young people. You're in America and it's rotten, is what they're told. It's just a terrible, offensive, nasty place. Because when they feel this way, when they don't have the confidence and the knowledge to be able to stand on their principles and their issues and back it up, what do they do? What are they looking for in that safe space? They're looking for somebody that's going to stand there and be the barrier between them and the mean person. Now, who is that? Who is that person? Well, the Democrats want that person to be government, the person representing the government. Because when you're afraid, you'll give up some of your freedom. That's what they believe. That's what they strive for every day when they go into their offices. Make people afraid to be free. And that's what they've done. It is very sad. It's easy to get upset with the person. Like, it's easy to watch that clip if you saw it on the internet and get mad at the young lady. But I get mad at the people who conditioned her to be that way. Okay. It's Friday night, live from the big city. We got a whole lot more coming up next.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
The TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right. And I'm looking so forward to that Sky Show thing. That's going to be awesome. And I'm not even a big fireworks person. I know it's shocking to hear this accent say I'm not that much big of a fireworks person. But Southerners, especially how do I say this? Those with the necks that are kind of a reddish hue love going overboard with fireworks, almost to being dangerous, you know, that in the yard. But this is the real deal. This is the best fireworks display anywhere. And I'm really looking forward to being part of it. If they still allow me to be. I mean, the building may need to be vacuumed that night. So I might not get to go. It's all right. I've only been in this business 30 years. It's fine. Today's National Flip-Flop Day. That's important. Young women don't like for any guy to be wearing flip-flops at any time. Or they say they don't. It's one of those deals where, you know, it becomes a trend for women to say they hate when guys wear flip-flops. I don't want to see a man's feet. They're all gross. No, no, no. That's not the case at all. But if you I don't care if you're a man or a woman. And you don't take care of your feet to where they're not gross and they're disgusting and you got jagged toenails and stuff like that, then that's just nasty. So, but the younger women are programmed to just hate all men. Like they see a guy, even if he doesn't have nasty looking feet, if he's in flip flops, they're like, ugh. But they don't really mean it. They're just saying what they think the sisterhood wants them to say. But then you have to ask, would you rather see him in flip flops or slides? So men, wear your flip flops proudly for the rest of the night. Okay. How far are you willing to go to get the government out of your day-to-day life? You know, you libertarians out there. Now, I go really far. I would love, you know, the government to be out of our lives in so many different ways. But listen to this. This is a story out of Czech Republic, the Czech. And this is just the latest of these types of stories, but I've seen them in America many times. There's a 22-year-old fake dentist and two assistants that have been charged by the Czech police because they were operating an unlicensed dental facility. The police said that the three family members opened a surgery center without a license in their home 2 years ago and treated patients without any, quote, necessary professional knowledge, end quote. The 22-year-old extracted teeth, performed complex root canals, and applied anesthesia. He did it by learning how to do it on YouTube. So they all pleaded guilty to these charges. Police did not say whether any of their patients had complained about their treatment. So it wasn't even to where they had harmed anyone. Now, in cases like this in U.S. America that I've seen, it's because, you know, it happens in poor areas where they don't have insurance and much money and all that. And so they go into the situation knowing that the person is not a licensed American dentist and all of that. But still, you're like, I take what I can get. So if you are one of these extreme libertarians, is that something you believe the government should get out of? Why does the government have to tell you whether or not you can go to a person to fix your teeth? I mean, if everybody knows the risks when you're going in, you know the person's not a licensed dentist, not licensed by the government, maybe hasn't gone to dental school, quote unquote. Now, I happen to believe that it's government overreach to make someone who's going to cut your hair get authorized by government licenses and stuff. I mean, what is that about? Because anybody can perform that duty. They can bleach your hair. They can cut it. They can do whatever a salon can do. They can do that at home, and it's perfectly legal until they charge you for it, right? So does the government belong in that? You know, when my grandmother, when I was a kid, would miss her her standing Friday appointment at Peggy's Beauty Shop for her shampoo set. Sometimes, like once every 2 months, she'd get a permanent, as they call it. Well, when she would miss that standing Friday appointment for her shampoo set, then she would call my mama to come fix her hair. And my mama would show up with those black rollers, curlers, things, and some dippity-doo and the whole works. Put her under one of those big helmet dryers and everything. looked great. My grandmother was satisfied, loved it. Now, that was all perfectly legal. But if my mom would have said, okay, mother, that'll be $20, and that happened, boom, my mama just broke the law, and my grandmother did. So how far would you go with it if you recognize that, okay, it doesn't make sense that somebody cutting your hair has to be approved by a board at the government? Because what do they know about it? Why are they the ones that say yes or no on a hairdresser or a barber? But if you look at it that way, will you look at it the same way when it comes to a dentist? You know, what most people would say is that you let the market determine what you do. You know, if somebody is cutting hair, they have a shop set up and you know they're not licensed, it doesn't matter. But when you hear people say, don't go to him, that's the worst barber I've ever been to. He messed up my hair. He stuck me with the scissors, clipped my ear. Then guess what? People aren't going to go. Now, I'm not going there. Market's deciding that, not the government. I'm not saying that I'm all in on this aspect of it, but it's a fun conversation to have. Either you have the courage to truly be free from government overreach, or you don't. Some people would say. So who shouldn't have to have a license from the government to do their business? If you've got one, if you've got a suggestion, 704-570-1110. And we got a whole lot more coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3. WPT. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hey, Isaac, young Isaac.
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling about things tonight? Things, they feel normal? Get a little heavy in the room or something? I don't know.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little. All right, well, it's not my fault. Tell you that. Anything goes wrong is not my fault. Just like, the fact that we only have 11 listeners, that's not my fault. It's that the rest of the entire market audience is just not smart enough to be listening to me. Not what I'm doing being wrong. It's what they're doing that's wrong. All right, let's see what's going on with ICE. Okay. You're not hearing as much about it day to day now because, the Iran situation is pretty much dominating, and I think these ICE riots are dying down some. I'm sure they'll crank back up over the weekend because the Democrats are not going to allow that to die down. You know, they love rioting in the summer and everything. But this story is interesting that came out this week. There's a man who was out protesting against ICE during the raids in downtown Los Angeles, and they interviewed him on KTLA after an officer's close range shot to his groin with a rubber bullet severely bruised one of his testicles and shattered the other. The very eloquently spoken young man says, quote, this is what he said on the news, quote, "It sucks to sit down," end quote. Martin Santoyo is his name. Now, why do you think that he is interesting enough to be on the news? Is it because of what happened to him, where he got shot, or do you think it's because he may have a lawsuit that he's going to be filing? Santoyo, who is now home from the hospital but still in recovery and can't walk, said the incident happened Monday in the area of Temple Street just after he got off his bicycle within the crowd of protesters and law enforcement. He noted that before this happened, he did not hear any officers declaring an unlawful gathering. He told KTLA he was grabbing a water bottle from his backpack when authorities started pushing forward toward the group. Quote, they started shouting, move back, but I'm still fixing up my backpack and my bike, and then they just pushed me. On instinct, that's key, on instinct, I tell a cop, don't push me, I'm already moving back. And then the cop right next to him had a gun and just aimed it and shot. So this is one of those that I think I would like for the judge in the case to rule with the verdict of what did you expect? You know, things are going to happen. And you're down there in the middle of all that, and you know that you're down there to get in the face of police officers, and that you've been told that this is going to make you matter, this is going to make you cool. So you go down there and do it, and you end up getting shattered testicles. So there is another fellow who is, I mean, he's really into making this his life. I mean, this is what is going to finally tell all the bullies that he's cool, tough, and he matters. He's protesting in these riots, but there's just one small problem. He doesn't quite have the money.
5 months ago, I left the comfort of my apartment and my job to live right here in this tiny little car, to stand against deportations, to stand up against MAGA and Donald Trump. And I need your help. I've pledged to spend the next 3.5 years homeless, traveling from fight to fight. I started in Kansas, went to Washington, D.C., to Maryland, to Kentucky, back to Kansas, and now I want to go to L.A. I'm pissed as hell. I'm sick and tired of ICE and these deportations. I want to stand nose to nose with ICE and let them know that we're not backing down.
Oh, yeah.
I want to stand with my brothers and sisters in L.A. and show them that we care. Show them that we want them here in this country. And I hate asking for help, but I need it. I need gas money. I need food money. Because this is going to be a long fight.
Oh.
I'm asking everybody to go to my page and to watch my top 3 videos. If you're inspired and want to help, there's a GoFundMe right below it.
How could people not be inspired by you, man? Standing up there, white as white can be, wearing a trucker hat with a patch on the front of it with a Mexican flag. I think he had a Mexican flag in his car that he had up on the back window or something. I don't know, but that is probably one of the most inspirational speeches I've ever heard given. I mean, I'm going to put that right up there with I Have a Dream. Send me money so I can afford gas money to go to L.A. and tell ICE what I think about him. Ooh. I hope he doesn't get the money. I'll tell you that for the sake of ICE agents, because that seemed like one tough hombre to me, and I don't think our ICE agents could handle him. I mean, obviously, you see, he's been to Kansas and Maryland and Kentucky, fighting the good fight. He just needs a tank of gas and some Slim Jims. Maybe a Four Loko, and he'd be back in business. Get us some pork rinds, an iced honey bun, tater skins, those TGI Friday potato skins. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm just sitting here rattling off all of my favorite snacks at gas stations. But that's what he wants. Just had the energy that I can keep going. Send me money, please. I only wish my son were that brave, courageous. He would get out there and do something like that. Why? Hey, boy, that's my son's name, is Boy. Boy, get out there. Make something of yourself like this young fella. Get in that truck. Beg for gas money and Slim Jims so you can go fight the good fight. And he didn't have anybody with him. That's another telltale sign that he's just not quite making it happen for himself. All right. We have a lot more coming up, obviously, if we've got an entire hour left. So what are we going to do? We'll get in it next. Hang on.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Loving it. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I am America's coolest conservative. You know who says so? Everybody, that's who. Everybody says it. I don't say it. Everybody else says it. That would be quite crude if I said it of myself. I just go with what everybody else says. I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, just there are a lot of conservatives in America, and for me to be the coolest one of all, I mean, it's an honor I don't take lightly, I'll tell you that, but I don't flex about it, as the kids say. It is what it is, you know? It is what it is. All heroes don't wear capes, you know? Because capes are, you know, kind of silly looking. Make me look like a vampire. No, vampires are usually skinny, aren't they? I'm not going to look like a vampire. All right. So great news, I guess. Out of Concord, North Carolina. Concord. There's a lady named Lori Clay. She's already in the city government there. I guess she's part of the city council or something. I was listening to Breaking Brett Jensen, as everybody does. And he interviewed her, and she is the first woman Republican running for mayor of Concord. And if she wins, she would be the first woman governor, a woman mayor of Concord. And this is a clip that stuck out with me with Brett Jensen's interview with her.
How would you describe yourself politically?
I would say I'm conservative, but I'm reasonable. I'm a reasonable conservative that I look at what I think is best for all the people that I serve.
All right. Red flag. In the way I look at things. First of all, I don't know anything about this lady. She could be the sweetest, nicest, most conservative, rock-ribbed Republican to ever hold any type of office. I just don't know, because I ain't from Concord, and I don't know much about their politics of their city government and all. However, I am a conservative, and one of my pet peeves as a conservative is to hear people try to make excuses for being conservative and having to put disclaimers on it. Far too long, we had to sit around and go, I'd have people come up to me who listen to my morning show, the Ace and TJ show. and they would know that I am a conservative, and I would throw, you know, thing in here or there that was a conservative opinion about things. And then the liberal radio stations would come down on me for it. But I would meet listeners, and a lot of people would come up and go, "Hey, I listen to you guys every morning. You're great. You're so funny, blah, blah, blah." And then they would lean in, and they would go in hushed tones. They'd say, "And I'm with you on your political views. I'm the same way." It's like, why are you whispering? Be proud of it. We're the good ones. We're the ones that aren't crazy. So there shouldn't be a disclaimer that goes with conservatism. Conservatism means you're reasonable. Don't say I'm a conservative, but I'm reasonable, because what are you saying? All other conservatives are unreasonable. Not me. I'm different. I'm different than the rest of those crazy lunatics who are just so unreasonable. I'm a conservative, but there's no but. The conservatives are the good guys. If you're not a conservative, if you're a moderate Republican, say it. Say, well, I'm more of a moderate Republican than a conservative, because they're unreasonable. You can't be both. You know, there are Republicans and then there are conservatives. The conservatives are always the good guys. There's no but. You know, George Herbert Walker Bush. You know, he had the kinder, gentler Republican. We don't need that. Republicans and conservatives, we're the kind. We are kind. The Democrats are mean. Elected Democrats and Democrat politicians are vicious. You say, I'm a conservative. That's all you need to say. Unless you want to throw something behind it and go, I'm a conservative, but I can unite people. I can bring those who are misguided by evil Democrats. I can bring them to our side. Because I stick to my principles. My principles are conservative, and conservative means that we are for everyone's success. Conservatives want every single person in this country to be as successful as they can possibly be and to thrive in every area of life. By following conservative principles. You know, I throw this analogy out a lot, and people think that I'm just saying it to you know, aggravate people or to get a rise out of people, but I really am not. I truly feel this way. A moderate Republican is like a bad cop in a movie. The bad cop in the movie is there with the victim and says, I'm on your side. I'm going to make this happen for you. I'm going to do this. We're going to get this done and blah, blah, blah. And then when the victim needs them the most, they stab them in the back. That's the way I feel most moderate Republicans are. And again, I'm not saying that as somebody who's a radical or anything like that, because the conservatives are the good people. We're the God-fearing, freedom-loving, good people. The true principles of conservatism. Now, there are some lunatics that claim to be conservatives, that do things that are just outlandish. They're not conservatives. But when you say I'm a conservative, but then you've said I'm not like most conservatives. Most conservatives are bad. I'm different because I'm good. No. We just need to convince other people, to enlighten them, that conservatives aren't nuts and radicals and mean and all of the things that Democrats say we are. Just because they say we are doesn't mean we are. Change people's perception of us. And you don't do that by adding disclaimers to the word conservative. Hang on. Got more coming up.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Heller.
Friday night live in the big city of Charlotte. Big, dangerous, liberal city of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm kidding. I love this city. I always have. And more importantly, the city loves me. And I know what you're thinking. Who wouldn't? You're thinking, TJ, who wouldn't love you? only a nutcase. That's who. Okay, so I have a clip for you that is going all over the internets and the newses, like the Fox Newses and the Newsmaxes and all of them. You probably won't see this on the regular liberal newses because it makes a Democrat look bad. They're not going to do it. This is one of the most cringy, as the kids say, things I have seen in a long, long time. There is a U.S. representative from Georgia. His name's Hank Johnson. And Hank Johnson has never been accused of being Hank Einstein. Let me put it that way. Doesn't seem like he's a smart man. He famously said one time, in reference to the island of Guam, "My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize." He said that in a hearing in Congress several years ago. Another one of his famous quotes, "We need a constitutional amendment to allow the legislature to control the so-called free speech rights of corporations." Control free speech rights. So, what we have here that is so cringy is Hank Johnson performing a little song on his guitar. Looks like he's in his office in the video. So, young Isaac, if you will be so kind, as I strap myself in for this rocking piece of music, to go ahead and hit it.
Just recently picked it up, thought I would try it out. I hate to hurt your ears and everything, but I'm just learning to play guitar. Okay. And so I'm compelled with a new guitar and with some thoughts about that old song, Hey Joe, you know, to give some commentary on where we are now. Mm-hmm. And if y'all don't mind, I'm gonna just strum a little bit.
We mind. He's as serious as he can be, too.
Hey, Trump.
Ooh.
Where you going with that gun in your hand? Hey, Trump. Where you going with that gun in your hand? I'm going down the street, shoot down democracy. You know I want to be a king someday. I'm going down and shoot democracy down.
What?
You know I want to be the king someday.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, Donald Trump. We won't let you take our democracy down. Take it down to the ground. Hey, Trump.
It just keeps going.
We won't let you take our democracy down.
No, no
Burn
way.
It down to the ground.
Not down to the ground, no. I want to turn it off, but I got to hear how it ends.
That's it, y'all.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you.
The perfect way to end it. That's it, y'all. Oof.
The disservice that he just did to Jimi Hendrix.
Well, I was going to say, Jimi Hendrix is rolling over in his grave right now. And if we all be still, we can feel it. Look at Isaac trying to flex, say, I'm only 24, but I know that's a Jimi Hendrix song. That's what you're doing, isn't it?
I like to brag from time to time.
I know you. So, not only is His Highness Representative Hank Johnson not very sharp, he also obviously has no friends and family who love him. Or they would have said, please, Hank, don't do that. You're not ready. If you just picked up the guitar and started playing, you're not ready. You're not ready to make a video and put it on the social medias because it's going to bomb. But this is that continued trend of Democrat politicians wanting to be entertainers. You know, that's been the case for a long time. They love hobnobbing with celebrities. And, you know, the crazier the celebrity, the better. They don't care. They just want to be in there with the celebrities. Look at Michelle and Barack Obama. As soon as their political careers, you know, were pretty much out of the limelight. I mean, they're still pulling strings behind the scenes and all that. I think that Barack and his communist staff were the ones running the Biden administration. They should have called it the O'Biden administration. But it's this constant effort by Democrats to not only rub elbows with the celebrities, they want to be entertainers. And that's why Michelle and Barack went right straight to Netflix, start doing shows and producing shows and all of that stuff. Because everything that Democrat politicians, everything they do is an act. It's all fake. It's all lies. And it's them, you know, putting on a show everywhere they go. And they're also very, very narcissistic. They're so egotistical. Like poor Hank Johnson there could not see past his arrogance to know that that was terrible. No self-reflection at all. But then again, I can be somewhat envious of that. You know, somebody that just, you know, they're ignorant to how bad they look, you know? It's like, he doesn't care. He doesn't know any different. You know, it's kind of like happiness of the ignorant. Because he thinks that was great. And if he didn't, he wouldn't have put that out there. And I don't think he had anybody helping him with that. If you see it on the news, it looks like he set the camera up on a tripod in his office and just said, I'm going to do this. And then he may have gotten, his grandbaby to come in there and post it for him. I don't know. But there wasn't anybody running the camera. There was nobody else in the room. It looked like, that he was just a mental patient is actually what it looked like.
You know, he posted that, and he was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy would be so proud.
But the Democrats just love attention. And they can't get attention by ever telling the truth or doing the right thing or whatever. They always have to be doing something stupid. Like creating a terrible parody song of Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. Mm. But they gave us a laugh, or gave me one anyway, and that's all that matters. As long as I enjoy something. All right, hang on. We'll get into something else. Maybe a Pride Month update coming up next.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right. We got a lot left to slam into these last few minutes. The last half hour of the broadcast. There I go again, sounding professional. The last half hour of the broadcast of the program. 704-570-1110 is the phone number you'd like to call. All right. So I don't even know if we did this last night, but we do have one tonight. Very important Pride Month update. Yes. I don't just play that song because it's Lady Gaga and she has a big gay following. I play it also because I love it. I truly do. Love it, love it, love it. Okay. This is a clip from Libs of TikTok, which Libs of TikTok is a woman that runs this social media site that is very, very influential in the conservative movement. Basically, what she does is that she takes videos that liberals post on TikTok and she just reposts them. So obviously, she gets a lot of hate and she's, you know, the devil on earth. She's a she-devil to these liberals and they're different. Anti-American movements and stuff. So this is a kindergarten teacher and she's felt so special about what she just did that she wanted to put it out there for the world. She has one of those septum rings, you know, the nose ring in the, like a bull, you know, we have a lot of those on the show. And she's just so happy and chipper about her little kindergarten class.
Happy Pride! We celebrated Pride Month in our kindergarten classroom by making our very own Pride flags filled with attributes of things we are proud of about ourselves. First, we read some stories about the origin of the Pride flag. Then we watched a video about what each of the colors of the Pride flag means, like how red means life, orange means healing. Then as a class, we came together and we came up with a list of things that we are proud of about ourselves, like our names, our cultures, our languages, things that we're really good at. And they got to pick six of their favorite attributes about themselves. They added and drew up their own pride flag. They picked colors that meant something to them. And we wrapped up by talking about the importance of celebrating all the things that make us who we are and celebrating the diversity in our community. Happy Pride.
Why? That's, you know, a simple question when you see these things. Why? Why is that so important for kindergartners to learn? What is the importance of the lesson? What are you going for? What's the test going to be? What are they supposed to retain? You know, reading and retention is what you go for. What are they supposed to retain from the lesson. Maybe it's something that we're not seeing. Nobody ever just does that. Nobody ever just says, why? I mean, why is that part of kindergarten? Well, I know why. The little teacher doesn't know why, I'm sure, but I know why. And the little teacher looks like she couldn't be more than, say, 22, 23. But the reason why is because you have to start indoctrinating these children as soon as you possibly can against the traditions of America. The traditions of America and any other civilization throughout history has been man and woman build families, and families form a community, and it grows from there, and the cities and states and countries and so forth, societies. And to put this in the minds of, you know, starting at kindergarten and then all the way through school, you're letting them know that we don't do that. We don't do that. The way your family isn't right necessarily. That's what they're teaching them. You know, you have mommy and daddy and brothers and sisters, but that's not the way it should be. That doesn't make it right. Now, again, I'm not slamming all homosexual people. I've told you many times that one of my biggest pet peeves is true, rotten homophobia. That's why I hate it when the term homophobia gets thrown around all the time. It diminishes the meaning of it. Same as racism. And now white supremacy has been used so much when it doesn't apply that it's been watered down for political purposes. But why? Ask them why. And I'm pretty sure this was in Oregon. I'm not positive, but what's the difference? And it's just like Major League Baseball. Every team is doing a pride celebration and all, except for the Texas Rangers. They're the only ones. The other night during a Dodgers game, they made all the team wear, you know, the LA on their hat was in rainbow to pay tribute to Pride Month and all of that. Their pitcher, Kershaw, put a Bible verse out beside his kind of in a protest. But why do you make them do that? Why? New York Mets during the Star Spangled Banner the other night before the game, they threw the pride flag up for people to salute while they were singing the Star Spangled Banner. Why? Why? So you take these masculine men and force them to wear rainbows and pledge allegiance to rainbow flags and all of that. Why? Because we're not supposed to have masculine men doing anything. They're the enemy. So let's put them in rainbows. Make them, force them to celebrate pride. Because their audience, their fans, they don't care one way or the other. They're not going to get mad and say, I'm never watching another Major League Baseball again in my life, because they didn't fly the pride flag during the national anthem. They didn't even participate in Pride Month. So why do you do it? Nobody ever makes them answer that. Because they can't tell you the real reason. I just told you the real reason. And as my wife would say, thank God for me, whenever she finds my wallet that I have misplaced. Okay, hang on. We'll get into something else coming up next.
The DJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT. Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. So, before we wind down the show that is obviously going to be in the broadcast Hall of Fame someday, let's see what Scott claims to be a special member of the TJ Richie family because he holds the title of first caller ever to the show. Hey, Scott.
Hey, I believe that's correct.
Okay,
you say you've got 11 listeners, and yep. Said I'd be your first one, so I'm still holding true to that.
Good. Well, Isaac keeps the official list. You know, we got it in a strong box back there. So,
yeah, he recognized my number and knew who I was. Mm-hmm. So that's a little scary, actually. That's a little scary for a little libertarian, but that's okay. All so, right.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling. What you got?
Well, so I just want to react to a couple of things. I really thought about calling last night when you were talking about your girl Jasmine, but I didn't. But
Jasmine Crockett, the representative from Texas, yeah.
Yeah, but I just want to react to a couple of things you shared tonight. First off, I'd like to give props to Martin in L.A. for taking 1.5 for his team. All right, so, give a guy some credit. He suffered a little bit for his cause.
Who's that?
Martin in L.A.
I forgot the guy we talked about that got shot in his testicles with the rubber bullets. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He, I guess, took 1.5 for his team, I think. But, But Mr. Johnson, I thank you for sharing that. I never heard of him. He's 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give him a little props for learning guitar, but
Representative Hank Johnson playing the guitar and singing a song to the tune of Hey Joe, singing it about President Trump.
Yeah, I do think Hendrix is turning over in his grave, but I just want to give him a little credit, and I had a solution. The gentleman whose YouTube you played is looking for help to fund his professional protesting career.
Uh-huh.
I think he should manage Hank Johnson.
They would be a perfect team, wouldn't they? Hank Johnson could help him raise money to protest.
And you know what? I think the squad for vocals, I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I would too. I would pay just to go see the squad on a panel in some sort of a ballroom at a hotel or something, just to hear that intellect coming out of the speakers up there in the hotel. That would be awesome.
I'd pay for that, then I'd go to the bar.
Yeah, I would go to the bar first, though, or I wouldn't be able to sit through it.
I think that's a good plan. Well, look, I just want to let you know your first listener is still out there. And
thank you so much, Scott. And I can tell you've been listening to most of the show tonight, and I really appreciate that.
I think thanks for playing Hank Johnson, but I'll sleep on that one.
All right. Good deal. Have a good weekend, bud.
You too, bud. All right. Bye.
I can confirm. Yeah. I pulled the safe out, used the retinal scan, got out our notes. Scott was the first ever, first of our 11 listeners.
Okay, so he's number one on the list of 11. Good deal. I just saw this situation going on in China, and this is really important. China has a girl basketball player that's 7'5", and she's 18. 7'5", and huge. just dominating all the other girls on the team. Now, how are you going to get a 7'5" Chinese girl playing basketball? Well, I know she's playing basketball probably because they're forcing her to. Because it's a communist country, and they start putting these little kids into these sports when they're tiny, like the little gymnastics kids and stuff. Isaac, could you date a girl 7'5"? Would you mind dating a girl taller than you?
Could I carry a ladder around?
No, seriously, would you do it? Would you feel weird if a girl's that much taller than you?
I could do like a 6'5", but 7'5" is just too much.
How tall is Shaquille O'Neal? He's probably not that tall, is he?
I don't think he is.
And how tall are you?
5'10".
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal, mm-hmm. 7'1".
So she's full 4 inches taller than Shaq. But, you know, there are some people who would freak out to be able to date a woman that's that tall. You know, they call them giantess. She'd be a giantess. Y'all don't even want to know what's out there on the internets. You know, these weirdo guys that pay these, you know, OnlyFans type sites to see giantesses. I mean, I'm only 5'8". And I think it depends on the woman, you know. If she's nice, she's pretty, if she's conservative, Christian, all of that. Because you think about it, she's 7'5". She has, you know, obviously had to come to the realization that she's always going to be dating guys much shorter than she is. And so maybe she doesn't have a problem with it. Maybe she's like, what am I going to do? Because, you know, women are really into height. They want, that's one of the big stipulations that they have, especially younger women. They'll say, there's, you know, no compromising on that. Man's got to be 6 feet tall or nothing. So even somebody 6 feet tall is still a foot and 5 inches shorter than she is. Wow. And she doesn't really look happy out there playing basketball. It's not like, you know, in America where kids volunteer to play sports and they want to. She just looks like, ugh. She's scoring every time she gets the ball, though, in the clips that I saw. All she's got to do is she catches it because she's so high up over all the rest of the women and then just throws it right in the bucket. But it looks miserable, like, oh, the government's forcing me to be out here playing basketball just because I'm so big. Can you imagine? But I could see you with a girl a foot taller than you.
Isaac, I could do it.
Wouldn't you be do that? I think Jason Statham's wife is probably a foot taller than he is. I think he's the one of those celebrities like that. Love the Jason Statham. You know why? Because I'm a man. I'm a man. I like Jason Statham movies. All right. Thank you for another great week. I think it's been 4 weeks now, or three, maybe three complete. I don't know. Anyway, it's just time flies by when you're having fun and volunteering, doing it for the cause, you know. So the great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next, and I guess he is continuing his fight against Tucker Carlson and them. It's very entertaining. Have a good weekend. God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. We'll see you Monday.
It's TJ Ritchie. on News Talk 1110 and 90.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.